This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hurricane Otis hit Mexico's southern Pacific coast as a powerful Category 5 hurricane early this morning, with 165-mile-per-hour winds and heavy rain in Acapulco. 5 to 10 inches of rain forecast from this storm, as much as 15 inches possible in some areas, and that means there could be landslides and floods. Republicans have a new choice for House Speaker, Congressman Mike Johnson of Louisiana. We expect a floor vote today.
I'm honored to have the support of my colleagues.
Johnson of Louisiana is a member of the House GOP leadership team, but lower ranking. A lawyer specializing in constitutional issues, he'd rallied Republicans around former President Trump's legal effort to overturn the 2020 election results. Johnson's the fourth nominee for Speaker and second of the day Tuesday.
Democracy is messy sometimes.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The White House is developing contingency plans to evacuate Americans from the Middle East in case the Israel-Hamas war spreads.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby calls it prudent planning.
I think it would be imprudent and irresponsible if we weren't doing some kind of contingency thinking.
But right now, Kirby stresses there are no active efforts to get Americans out of the region beyond charter flights that began earlier this month from Israel.
We're not parking ships off the coast and getting ready to send Marines in to get people out of you pick the place over there.
Kirby spoke as the death toll in Gaza soared amid a barrage of Israeli airstrikes, and the number is expected to grow once Israel launches an expected ground offensive. Sagar Magani, Washington.
New court documents say an off-duty airline pilot accused of trying to cut the engines on a passenger flight in midair told police he'd been struggling with depression. It'll be the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Texas Rangers in the World Series. This is AP News. Now to the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, Meta. The AP's Norman Hall has this story.
Dozens of states are suing Meta, claiming its social platforms are addictive and harm children's mental health. A lawsuit filed by 33 states in federal court in California claimed that Meta routinely collects data on children under 13 without their parents' consent, in violation of federal law. In addition, 9 attorneys general are filing lawsuits in their respective states, bringing the total number of states taking action to 41 in Washington, D.C. The suits seek financial damages and restitution and an end to Meta's practices that are in violation of the law. The litigation follows damning newspaper reports, first by the Wall Street Journal in the fall of 2021, based on Meta's own research that found that the company knew about the harm Instagram can cause teenagers. I'm Norman Hall.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.